First, Oaks Jennings Financial Services isn't going to make a 30-year-old their first vice president. And second, it's been done before, Vanessa interrupted. Folding her arms, she hopped down from the desk to look stubbornly at her friend. And second, Cindy continued, undaunted, I clean his office. I know the man. He's staid and stuffy, and that's just the beginning.
What do you mean?
He's so predictable. He eats the same sandwich, pastrami on rye, for lunch nearly every day, and orders it from the same deli. He's so set in his ways that he's as predictable as Santa Claus on Christmas Eve. The only thing he knows is business, business, business. Oh, I'm sure he's dedicated and hardworking, but there's a lot more to life than slaving away in some office and making oodles of money. A whole lot more. And Cindy doubted the first vice president knew anything about having fun.
What do you think about the photograph of the gorgeous brunette on his desk?
Cindy smiled. Nothing. I'd venture to guess that Mr. Thorndike Prince has been married to the same woman for 50 years.
The photo, Vanessa reminded her.
That's probably the old coot's granddaughter.
Wrong.
Wrong?
Yep. How'd you like to see a picture of your old coot?
The twinkle in Vanessa's brown eyes told Cindy she was in for a shock. And just where did you happen to find a picture of old Thorndike?
In the financial section of today's paper. Read it and weep, Cindy Torito.
She reached inside her cleaning cart and whipped out the folded newspaper, shoving it under Cindy's nose. One glance at the dark, handsome man in the photograph made Cindy take a surprised breath. She grabbed the paper and held it in both hands as she stared at the picture. I don't believe it, she murmured. He's...
Gorgeous, Vanessa supplied.
Young. The word trembled from Cindy's dry throat. He was gorgeous, all right. She admitted that. Rarely had she seen a more strikingly handsome man. He was the type who'd stand out in any crowd. Forceful. Persuasive. Vigorous. His face was square and serious. His chin determined. His eyes gazed back at her, and even from the black and white image, Cindy could tell they were an intense gray. There wasn't a hint of amusement in those sharp, keen eyes, and Cindy guessed the photographer had been lucky to get the shot. Perhaps most astonishing of all was that Thorndike Prince couldn't be more than 35, if that.
Well, Vanessa prodded.
He isn't exactly how I pictured him.
You're right about that,
Vanessa said with obvious pleasure.
Now all we need to do is find a way for the two of you to meet.
What? Cindy tore her gaze from the paper, assuming she'd misunderstood her friend.
All we need to do is come up with a way of getting the two of you together,
Vanessa repeated.
You're perfect for each other.
Playfully, Cindy placed the back of her hand against her friend's forehead. How long have you had this raging fever?
I'm not sick.
Maybe not, but you're talking like a crazy woman.
Come on, Cindy, dream a little.
That's no dream. That's a nightmare. Her hand flew to the barely tamed blonde curls sneaking out from beneath the red bandana tied at the back of her head. The blue pinstriped coveralls did nothing to emphasize the feminine curves of her hips and breasts.
Naturally, you wouldn't look like this.
I certainly hope not.
He'd like you, Cindy, Vanessa continued.